This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's hear from DeMar DeRozan, again, courtesy of Sean Cunningham and Fox 40 News here following practice today.
We got the satin wave cap today. I see him.
Yeah. Probably not going to run this one as long. This is 7 minutes and 30 seconds. So obviously, we'll hear a couple minutes here from DeMar.
Your promptness is working against you. No.
3-1 trip, just overall thoughts on just what you guys were able to accomplish on that road trip.
You know, you always want to be greedy, wish you got all of them, but, you know, it was a heck of a road trip, you know, especially with the travel we had to do, you know, being all over the place. To come out, you know, 3-1, can't ask for much more other than 4-0, but, you know, I think we did a great job.
How do you characterize, I mean, it obviously was kind of made known in that Atlanta game, the Miami game, that there was some words had at halftime. How much do you feel that really kind of sparked what you guys did and worked for the best for you?
I mean, it's needed, you know. That's what happened in a long season. You're going to have moments like that that's needed. You're going to have moments like that where, you know, it get escalated, and sometimes that bring the best out of you. You know, that was one of those moments where God just spoke up what we needed to do. You know, and it came together.
Were you able to identify what was the concern?
I mean, it was just, we was giving up a lot of easy shots. We wasn't physical. We wasn't letting the heat fill us. You know, we were just kind of BSing, you know, and we picked it up second half. So we just got on one another, holding each other accountable.
An overtime game, kind of ugly up there in Toronto. How do you look at that kind of playing over for this game with the Raptors tonight?
I mean, still a fresh game. You know, when you lose a game like that, you want to kind of get your get back as soon as possible. And, you know, this is an opportunity. Just a few days ago, we played them. Now we got an opportunity to play them on our floor, you know, and, you know, make up for everything that we did wrong.
Obviously, they're missing a few key guys, but what did you make of that version and this version?
I think we could leave that there. I fully expect Sean to ask him about Drake.
Oh yeah,
that's what I wanted to hear.
that's definitely gonna be
Vibe magazine. Sean Cunningham
gonna be clipped up and on Hip Hop DX at some point.
Yeah. Like, well, we're not gonna go through this whole 7 minutes, but I sure am curious if Sean threw the question out there. You're listening to D'Lo and KC on KIFM West Sacramento 98.5 FM, Carrick's QHD2 Sacramento ESPN 1320. Always live on the free Odyssey app. You want to be a part of the show? Many ways you could do it. You hit us on the Elk Grove Kia Talk line, 916-909-1320, or you could jump into the Chatty House brought to you by Matthew's Mattress. Available for you on Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter as well, wherever you are. We appreciate you so much for hanging out with us. Kings back on the floor tonight at the Golden 1 Center to take on the Toronto Raptors for the second time this season. A couple of big games after a clean slate of NBA action last night. Absolutely nothing to watch with the election going on. We've got a full slate of games tonight, including the Warriors and Celtics.
Yeah.
Big time test for the Golden State Warriors. It looks like Pods is ill. Now, I don't know that he's been ruled out officially, but I did see a note that he was ill headed into tonight's game. And this is
no Jaylen Brown in this one either.
What's up with Jaylen?
He's dealing with a right knee issue or something like that, I think. Okay. Don't quote me on that. He's dealing with something.
Okay. Yeah, it's by far, Jaylen or no Jaylen, the Warriors' biggest challenge so far this year.
Yeah, it's a big-time game. ESPN, national TV game in Boston. So it's going to be, like you mentioned, a good test for the Golden State Warriors. And like I think they're going to show up and play well tonight. I think they're going to show up and they might mess around and win that game tonight. I'm a believer in the way they played as of late. I think it is sustainable. I don't know if they're going to be like a top team in the Western Conference or a top four team or anything, but I do think they have guys, like they've leaned into the shooting aspect of it, and they've got some really good shooters. Mm-hmm. And then you've got this guy, what's my man's name? Is it Winters? Waters?
Yeah.
Winters? He's out here really hooping.
Lindsey.
He's out here really hooping. So I think that's a good team.
Like a week ago, he was a who.
That's facts.
He was a legit who. And then it's all of a sudden like, hey, he went from random to random. Like, man, I think this dude is a ball player.
Yeah, Kuminga's playing well. Wiggins is playing well.
Lindy Waters III.
The one thing that
Oklahoma State.
I worry about with the Warriors team, and I want to see them. If they can handle it is when they go up against better teams and they have to deal with a little bit more size. I still think I think they're a little small right now, so that might be an issue for them. And if the shots aren't falling, you know, on that particular night, I don't know. The game they had on Saturday was wild. They were up by like 30-something to the Rockets and then had to go to overtime. Derrick Eason went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And all that happened like in the
– Heard that before.
Is he?
He could be up there. He's gotten the Kings a couple times. Oh, he's not a who.
Random?
I'd go random.
Okay, that's fair.
I'd go random.
That's fair. Yeah, if Boucher's just a random, then I think he's a random.
Too. Yeah.
We got to keep it. Make a list. Make a list.
Sorry.
Figure this list out. By the way. I feel like just history tells us this won't be the last time a random or a who
it will
goes
not.
Off against the Kings. So.
He feel like a good player, though. I think Tari is a good player.
Yeah, he is good.
He'll just have his best night against Sacramento.
Yeah.
The Warriors' leading scorer at 51.4% from the field, 50% from three, and 85.7% from the line. No, not Steph Curry. Oh, Buddy Hield.
50% from three is crazy.
Oh, Buddy Hield at 21.9 points per game.
That is crazy. And that's what makes me think, I mean, they're going to come back down a little bit to earth. And maybe that's just as simple as the opposition. But, 50% from three. I think Buddy is a little better than people in Sacramento give him credit for. I think he can help the team. I think it's a good fit with him on the Warriors. Hey, he ain't this damn good.
He might be.
50% from three, he ain't that damn good. He can shoot the rock.
What's miraculous is he stopped turning the ball over.
And he can dribble now.
Wow. When he did that dribble drive when we were texting Bonte, I wanted to throw my phone. Like, bro, you ain't never going to see that again. Sorry, Miss P. Sorry, Brian Cruz.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
He's playing good ball.
He is playing good basketball, and they got Steph back now. You know who's actually playing well as well?
Your boy. Them? Yeah, you keep trying to say he's my boy. It's your boy.
He ain't my boy, but he's playing good basketball. Draymond Green, man.
Yeah, they got a couple of guys that are playing.
He's playing good basketball.
You know what was funny? Like, you're – I don't know what causes brains to do this, but – The NFL trade deadline was yesterday, and I was doing some work at the house, like before the show. This is in the morning, and the Cowboys made that deal for. I know. What, Jonathan Mingo?
Yeah, no disrespect.
No. No,
it's the situation.
No, we'll talk about that. We'll get to that. But the funny thing was, is the alert pops up, and I read it. Jonathan Mingo traded. I'm reading Jonathan Mingo traded. I'm computing Jonathan Kuminga traded. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, they did it. And I'm looking at the phone. Why is Ian Rappaport tweeting this? I'm telling you, I'm reading exactly what it says, but I'm computing it as Jonathan Kuminga. And it took a second before it was like, oh, okay, you're an idiot. You read it correctly. The Cowboys just did something really stupid. I just thought that was funny. I thought for a solid 20 seconds yesterday.
That's
I thought
a long
Jonathan
time.
Kuminga, yeah, it was not my finest moment. Because it's one of those, wow, that's weird. Ian Rappaport really into the Golden State Warriors right now.
And I'm trying to pull a Shefty. With all that being said about the Warriors, they'll lose tonight. They might lose three.
I thought you just said they'll win.
Oh,
you didn't. Oh,
so they could win.
Oh,
I think they'll play well.
Okay,
I don't think they're going to win. And they might lose three of their next four.
Yeah. So their schedule. Their schedule coming up, and then salute to the Golden State Warriors. You play the teams that are in front of you, and they've done a hell of a job of taking care of business. They didn't lose in the preseason. So they came out and they beat the Trailblazers. They beat the Jazz. They lost to the Clippers. They beat the Pelicans twice, beat the Rockets, and beat the Warriors. Or excuse me, the Wizards. I'm sorry. Beat the Wizards. You said, with their next handful of games they got coming up, they are at the Celtics. They're at Cleveland, at the Celtics, obviously, tonight is what we're talking about. They're at Cleveland. Mm-hmm. They're at the Thunder, so they have the two remaining undefeated teams.
Three-game losing streak.
In a row. Mm-hmm. Then they've got Dallas and Memphis, so I guess it lightens up a little bit. I don't know that that's
Clay's return is that Dallas game.
Yep. TNT.
Yeah. That's the start of the in-season tournament, too, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to mention this the other day. Did you see just the just the classic his career in a nutshell Draymond Green moment the other night with Jordan Poole?
Yeah, the one we watched together? there was another one?
So the one we watched together, it's funny. We watched that together, and then I saw a couple of tweets of people like clipping that moment, like, I can't lie. I was terrified when this was going on. Didn't know what was going to happen, but nothing happened. That's when Poole fouled him. Draymond was trying to post him up or whatever. But later in the game, Jordan Poole hits a deep three. Draymond goes to contest, drains a three or whatever. Jordan Poole points at Draymond on his way up the court. And I think it's the very next play. Ball comes down the court. Draymond has the basketball. Passes it to Steph Curry for a three. Jordan Poole closes out on Steph. Steph drains it. And Draymond points at Jordan Poole. That's the quintessential Draymond Green experience.
Yeah.
Steph did something, yep, and you pointed somebody. Yeah.
That's a damn shame, man.
Somebody does something to you, bust you up real quick, and you get the big homie to go do the same thing, and then you point.
That is a damn shame. No, you're right, though. You're 100% right. If there was ever a Draymond Green like moment for his career, that might be the one. I'm going to see if I can find that. Draymond. I'm going to see if I can find that.
Oh, man. I mean, maybe he's saying he made the pass. I don't know. But that was if you wanted to see Draymond Green's career in a 5-10 second span, just show him that.
Okay, hang on. I think I got it. I think I got it. Stand by. Gonna kill the sound here.
Oh,
bring it up on the screen. And let's see here. There's Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole gets the three. Apparently he gives a little point to Draymond Green.
That's
gives a little point
funny.
To Draymond Green.
That's kind of
Here comes Steph.
And unnecessary.
Steph up the court. Back to Steph. Oh, Jordan goes flying by. And
that's not how that works, bro. He wasn't even like his main guy.
That's hilarious. That's funny. That's pretty funny. I got to see if that other clip is on here. The one that we were watching.
Yeah.
Where he...
It got physical. We didn't know what was going to happen in that situation.
No, wait, hold on. There's another one. How many clips did this game have? This is, I guess, Draymond talking to... Watch Jordan. Jordan's like, man, don't talk to this dude. Don't talk to this dude. Don't talk to this dude.
And there they go talking right now. Draymond and Jordan Poole.
Your boy.
Jordan Poole has also had a nice start to the season.
Yeah.
Glad to see that.
He has. Oh shoot. I'm trying to see how many more clips there are.
they had a whole damn highlight reel from them.
They really did. And I still ain't seen the one that you showed me.
Yeah, when it got physical, foul on Poole, Draymond tried to dap up his chest like, hey, good job.
Get away from me, bro. Get away from me, bro. Draymond pointing at Jordan Poole after Steph hits a three.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's ridiculous.
Basketball, small defense.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, there we go.
This is the one? Yeah, that's the one. Okay, one more.
There we go. Jordan Poole defending Draymond Green in the post.
So here's what happens. Here comes the elbows. Jordan knows it's coming. He gets out the way. Now he's guarding. Now, hey, nice job, boy. All right, get out of here. Hey. Nice job. That is so whack.
It's not 24-hour fitness, bro.
That dude, man. Hey, either way, though, as goofy as he is, they're playing good basketball.
They're playing really good basketball.
There's some other...
He's playing good basketball, too.
Some other good basketball games, including, you talk about returns, Paul George returning to Los Angeles tonight. And what a coincidence. Joel Embiid was actually going to play tonight. But he's not because of the whole suspension thing. We'll talk about that. Also, Christian McCaffrey went through part of practice today.
Uh-oh.
Kyle Shanahan says, no pain.
Uh-oh.
Looks like it might be good.
Uh-oh, it's getting spooky.
Feels like a lot of pressure on Christian McCaffrey moving forward. We'll talk about that next. It's D'Lo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Well, we listened to the Pat Bev clip during the commercial break. One, that is unlistenable. Is that their podcast?
Yeah.
That's awful. Two, you a dummy. Steve Ballmer. I was like, yeah, you got one basketball court, man. Keep it. Yeah, you don't need 94 basketball courts.
92, bro. Settle down. Like, all right, two, maybe.
Pat Bev's getting treated like the UNLV athlete who got promised all that stuff and didn't get it.
If you put the basketball courts at 1.5 more or less for Pat Bev, I'm going less. Give the man nothing.
Yeah, I'm going less as well. Those days are over. Now, Kings play tonight. They're at home against the Raptors. You know what that means. Prize Picks / Cash Caraway / Beam Money. Let's go. Let's go. I already got the lineup ready to go. It's out on the Twitters at KingKC_916 and on Twitter and Instagram.
I was going to say, are there multiple Twitters?
No. Just one Twitter. And on Instagram. And I'm going to tell you right now, DeMontis Sabonis, 18.5 points. Give me more.
Oh, I can get Steph 20.5. Oh, I can get Steph 20.5 more right now. I might do that against the I might do that.
That's
above his average right now.
You know who went above?
Tyrese Halliburton, 9 assists. Less.
Well, be careful. He had a Moore night the other night. Didn't bet on him, but against Dallas, he had a Moore night. I said, wait a minute. What was going on here? Who they playing?
I'm taking a less, or your boys, Orlando.
Orlando's kind of in shambles right now.
Yeah, a little bit.
Struggling a little bit. But, like I said,
I need some Kings players here, man.
Beam Money is ready to go. It's all the way official. DeMontis Sabonis, more than 18.5 points. Davion Mitchell making his return back to Sacramento. 19.5 points, rebounds, assists. Give me less. De'Aaron Fox, 1.5 three-pointers made. Give me more. He's on fire. Agbaji, 11.5 points. Give me less. And DeMar DeRozan, 19.5 points. The streak of 20-plus points, it ain't ending tonight. Give me more. That's that Beam Money right there. If you're interested in getting a little extra dough, just put in the promo code KIFM. And you get $50 guaranteed on your first $5 lineup. That's $50 guaranteed whether you win or lose on your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game, must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more information.
You took that 1.5 on De'Aaron's threes?
Yeah. You're going to have about three tonight. You're going to have three. I mean, y'all don't
have to. Well, he's not going to go 0 for 11. So, okay, I'm going to go.
Is he going to go 2 for 9, though?
I say
he is.
2 for 9?
Well, I say he's going to get 2, at least.
Okay.
Yeah. Might be 2 for 5.
I might get greedy tonight. Domas, 18.5.
Mm-hmm.
I might get greedy today. Oh. He has 17 in the last one. 14 rebounds. That's the number. Oh man, this is tough. I'm gonna get greedy. I went with four picks today.
Ooh, are we going power play or are we going flex picks?
Flex picks gets me 100. Power play gets me 140. I'm not built for that. I'm gonna go flex pick.
Okay. See, because I got greedy the other night.
Oh, come on, man. All right, I'm doing it. I'm in.
Shout out to everybody that follows me on Twitter and Instagram, follows that Beam Money. Because when I posted my play, my lineup, it's probably been about almost 2 hours ago now, DeMar DeRozan was at 19.5 points. You could get more than that. I guess Prize Picks might have checked the schedule again, checked the lineup. They said, hey, wait a minute. Hey, DeMar's at 24.5 now. So if you were following and you hopped on it early, you got that 19.5, which is, that's going to happen. He getting about 22 at least.
This is nervous. It's nerve-wracking.
It is. No, it is. I'll be watching.
Be out there rooting against Tyrese. Miss.
I'll be watching the game. If I have Malik 2.5 threes and he's got none in the third quarter, hey, swing that. Pull up.
Christian McCaffrey back at practice today. Kyle Shanahan said it was a partial practice. Man, it sure feels like there is a lot of pressure on Christian McCaffrey headed into his return this weekend. Let me try that again. there's a lot of pressure on Christian McCaffrey heading into what appears to be his return this weekend.
And I hear you on that, because I'm a big believer of, okay, Christian McCaffrey's back. Not everything is fixed. Like, you still got to execute. You still got to do this. He's not going to come in here and change everything, especially if he's not feeling 100%. I'm not feeling that type of way on him. But I do think a lot of that pressure is externally, is outside 49ers headquarters, outside of the locker room, outside of the coach's room. I think they're looking at it a little bit more like I just said, like, hey, we're glad to have him. I could be wrong, because we've thought this in the past about Kyle and been wrong, but I don't think they're going to give him the full workload or anything. Like, they're going to play him sparingly and work him back into things. And they're going to make sure they protect him to a certain degree.
Do you think the game dictates that at all, or Kyle, regardless of a situation, always?
I think – so I said that's what I think might happen, and I'm talking about how I would go about it. I do believe, and we've seen this a number of different times, that's why I said it like this, Kyle is – if you're available to play, you're going to get a regular carry load, whatever the case may be. Like, we're not doing a minutes restriction. We're not doing a pitch count. Because if you need a pitch count, or if you need a minutes restriction or a limit, then we're just not going to play you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to play, you're going to play as a fully capable player out there. And I think maybe I contradict myself a little bit. I think that will be what happens on Sunday. I think if Christian McCaffrey plays, he's going to play as if Christian McCaffrey is 100% ready to go, and we're not, quote-unquote, protecting him. We're going to, you know, he's going to be RB1. You know, he's going to get 23 carries. He's going to be out there for 90% of the snaps or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how he's going to go about it. I don't think the score or anything dictates. I think if you've got the okay to play, that's what dictates it for Kyle Shanahan.
But if they get up on Tampa Bay, I mean, we know Tampa Bay can make runs, whatever. Mm-hmm. We've seen that a couple of times. But if they get up on Tampa Bay, you think he pulls back a little bit?
Maybe, but remember, and this was a different circumstance, so it's not apples to apples. But remember when they were beating the hell out of Jacksonville last year, and he was in there well into the fourth quarter. Now, he was trying to get him the touchdown streak, but they were up like 3.5 scores, 3.5 touchdowns. And he was out there. Even if he wasn't trying to get him the touchdown streak, he played him into the fourth quarter until it was like one drive specifically. It was like, all right. Remember, they just kept giving Christian McCaffrey the ball. And it was like, all right, we're going to try to do this. But that was just that one drive. Before that, in the fourth quarter, up 24 points, he was in there. So I would like to think if they're up big on Tampa Bay in the fourth quarter, maybe 17 points, maybe they pull back on how much he's out there, but history shows Kyle's going to play those guys. He was playing those guys against the Eagles when they was up 3 touchdowns.
You told TK yesterday, TK made a face at you, but you told Trista you feel I don't want to say you feel good about where the 49ers are. You said keep an eye on the 49ers. We were talking about the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what other team we were talking about. Maybe it was just Washington.
Yeah,
we were talking about the Lions in Washington, and you said keep an eye on the 49ers. She made a face, but why are we keeping an eye on the 49ers? Why are you still confident that this team can get back to where we thought they would be before the season started?
Well, I look at their season, and I've continued to say it. Their season hasn't been that of a team that is incapable or not talented or the cupboard is bare. It's been a season of missed opportunities, poor execution in some cases. And we could say, I mean, is it fair to say they've lost 2 games on poor execution? The Rams game and the Cardinals game? Like, fumbled the ball at the 10-yard line.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, under 5 minutes to go.
Absolutely.
Turned the ball over 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I've continued to say if they can take care of the football, I think that they can turn this season around. I've also said along the same lines, maybe that's just not what happens this year. Maybe they just don't take care of the football this year. Maybe in the red zone, regardless of Christian McCaffrey is there or not, they just can't execute. It could be one of those years. But it's not I'm not looking at them like I look at the Cowboys, where they just – it don't matter if the Cowboys don't turn the ball over. They're not good enough. They don't have enough talent. That's not what this 49ers team is. You also look at the division, and that's the path that I'm looking at things. Cardinals are playing good football. Rams are starting to play better football. I think the Seahawks are on their way out. And it's a little tougher than maybe expected, but it's still not the NFC North. So, once again, if you get in a situation where you can win the division, if you're the 49ers, get that first game at home, say you win that game, you tell me I got to go to Washington in the divisional round, all right, let's get on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid of that at all, and I don't think the 49ers are afraid of that at all. They've seen it all, done it all. If Washington or any of these other teams are to beat them, it's going to be because they're just better and they beat them. It's not going to be because the pressure is too much or the circumstances are too much. They'll go play any of these teams on Mars and feel comfortable. And I would just say keep my eye on them. And I usually don't do this as well because this is a different year than any other year. But traditionally, this is their time of year. This is when they've started to kick things into overdrive.
Second part.
Once you get past Halloween.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. You're getting Christian McCaffrey back. You're getting Juwan Jennings back.
Yep.
You may get Drake Greenlaw back at some point in time. So
your kicker's back, too. Moody.
You're getting Christian McCaffrey back. You're getting Juwan Jennings back. Yeah. I like Moody more than most.
It's your fault. You drafted a kicker from Michigan. That's what happens.
Go blue. Go blue.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
NFC West is interesting.
It is. It is.
NFC West is interesting. Cardinals won three games in a row now. Rams beat up the Seahawks. You think they ended the Seahawks?
Seahawks are on the way out. I think the Kings, Cross Sports, Prize Picks, big ups. I think the 49ers will have the opportunity to put them away. Casket match. In 2 weeks.
Very nice.
Put them away. Put Yokozuna away. Yeah, I think they're on their way.
Geno Smith will ascend to the top of Levi Stadium.
I think the Seahawks are on their way out, and the final blow will be the 49ers game. I think the Seahawks play the Jets play the Cardinals this week. Seahawks play somebody where they might be in trouble already.
Seahawks do.
They're on a bye.
Not play anybody. Yeah.
Oh, should have known. They're playing the 49ers next, so they're probably coming off of a bye. I should have known that. That's what everybody does against the Niners this year.
Well, Tampa Bay didn't. They're coming off a short week. No,
that's true.
Play Monday.
That's true. That is true.
And that'll be your opponent at the home of WrestleMania number something. I can't remember which one, but
39.
Checks out.
Do you? I'll ask Jesse too. Do you think winning the division is the only path for the 49ers to get into the playoffs? I'm starting to think it is. Maybe you can get that AC. Maybe.
Yeah, because I don't think they're going on a run where, like, honestly, I think they probably maxed out at like 10 wins this year.
Well, I even say that just looking at the standings. Like, I think the Eagles and the Packers will probably make the playoffs. Mm. And you got the Vikings there as well.
Yeah, I think so there's just East not and enough. The North get two teams definitely.
Yeah, there's just not enough wild card slots. The North might get three.
Yeah, you're right, because you've got 7-1, 7-2. 7-1, 7-2, 6-3, 5-4. Those are your divisional leaders. Obviously, the last one is Arizona.
Mm.
But then you got 6-2 Minnesota, 6-2 Philadelphia, 6-3 Green Bay. It opens up after that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, San Francisco's in the next group.
Yeah.
It's Chicago, the Rams, and the 49ers. Right. That's the next group. So, does Green Bay have a couple losses in them? Philadelphia have a couple of losses in them? Does Minnesota have a couple of losses in them?
My bad. Is it After Philly, Minnesota, Packers. There's no slot. That's all the slots, right?
Yeah, Minnesota's first.
Yeah, or excuse me, that's seven, yeah.
Yeah, Minnesota's the first out of the division. It's Minnesota, Philly, Green Bay.
Yeah. I right now, today, I would say all three of those teams get in. So that, and I just feel like they're good enough to be in there. So I do think that if the 49ers are going to get to the playoffs, it's going to have to come to the division.
Hmm.
And that means you go into you win the division.
Well, you know Philly could win the division and Washington could fall off. I don't think they are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think they are, but.
And either way, I don't think either one of them are falling off to the point where the loser of the NFC East is not a wild card. I think those are two playoff teams. I think the Packers are a playoff team. What do we think about the Vikings?
I think they're a playoff team. Don't feel the best about them being Super Bowl contenders, but they'll maintain the rest of the season.
I don't feel great about them right now.
I was going to say, do you see a world where they battle for the seventh spot? Like, it's not a lock no more.
Yeah, I could absolutely see that. I don't think they're a given.
Mm. You think they are, Jesse?
I still think they're a lock for the playoffs right now.
Okay.
Let's take a – well.
I'm on the fence. I don't know.
I don't know about the Super Bowl playoffs yet.
Let's talk.
Okay.
Jacksonville.
When?
Tennessee.
When?
Chicago.
When?
All three on the road.
Oh, Chicago. Maybe they'll lose that one. Maybe.
They'll win the first two, though.
Cardinals.
I'll give them the win.
Falcons.
That's a toss-up, but.
Bears. All three of those at home.
They'll win that.
They're at Seattle.
They'll win.
When?
Their last two games of the season are against the Packers and against the Lions.
The Lions may have everything wrapped up.
No, they'll get into the playoffs. I'll call it right now, I think.
How many wins they got right now? Six?
They are currently, they won their first five games and then they beat the Colts. So, yeah, they're 6-2.
They got four wins in there. They got two that we talked about already.
Yeah, one is Sunday against Jacksonville.
So that's one.
Tennessee.
That's two. We think they'll beat the Bears at least once. That's three.
Yes, I mean, even if you did a split against the Bears, that's three.
Yeah, and then I think that Lions game might not matter, so maybe that's four. So 10 will get you in. Worst case scenario.
Yeah, but if 10 gets you in, what are the 49ers at that point?
The 49ers don't have a tiebreaker, so they're going to need to win the division.
That's right. That's right.
And I think it's going to be 10 wins is going to be needed to win the NFC West. So the Niners are going to have to get to 10 wins somehow, some way. I said after the Cowboys game, going into the bye or whatever, 6-3 is what's going to be needed at the very least to win the division and get into the playoffs. That'll put you at 10-7.
There's not a lot of help with this, but if we just go this way and Minnesota gets Green Bay, the 49ers get Green Bay in 3 weeks.
Hmm.
Like, I mean, your overarching point, yeah, like, that's the easiest route for sure. Is it the only route? I don't think it's the only route yet. I don't think it's the only route to the playoffs yet.
Okay, I hear you.
I'll keep my eye a little bit more on Green Bay.
What does Green Bay have? Because I think we've easily found four more wins for Minnesota.
Packers.
The Packers need five more wins, don't they?
Packers right now, they're at
Oh, they two. Got six wins. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're at 6-3. We've got Chicago, San Francisco, Miami, Detroit. They've got Seattle. They've got New Orleans, Minnesota, and Chicago. I think there's some losses in there.
Yeah, I think the only ones that I feel great about is New Orleans for them.
Feel great about
Everything
them.
Everything else is up in the air. Man.
Feel great about them winning.
Yeah, it's New Orleans. Other than that, I don't think Seattle's very good, but when you have to go.
Thanks, James.
Yeah, appreciate you,
James. James hit GOAT level status.
I don't feel great about Seattle. Like, I don't think they're that good, but it's always touch and go when you got to go on the road to Seattle. It's always, you never know what you're getting.
Sure. I don't think they're, like, even if you don't buy them, I don't think they're mailing it in.
No, especially with the new.
Like
coach,
I don't. Yeah. They're not. They're not like they're. You know, they're not powering off like that. Yeah. That'll be a team that again, even if you don't like them, I think they're going to play really hard till the end of the year, and they're going to be a tough. They're going to be a tough team the rest of the season.
And I'm also assuming that they completely fall out of the race. Maybe they don't. Maybe they hang around and they've got, you know.
I mean, you're probably even win. 3 weeks away from that happening.
That's very true.
Or, I mean, three weeks
in that division,
right?
You know what I mean? So, but looking at the Packers, I can't. I'm probably the wrong person to ask. I'm not as high on the Packers, but I can't definitively see. Just say, oh yeah, they got four in the back.
Well, I don't think you could do that with anyone, to be honest.
I mean, think Minnesota, we did that.
Yeah, I don't think any of that stuff is definitive. Do I feel great? Okay, you're right. Feel really good about their chances to beat Jacksonville. Feel pretty good about their chances to beat Tennessee. Mm-hmm. After that, I don't know. Like, Atlanta could get them. The Cardinals could get them. The Cardinals playing good football right now, but that game's 4 weeks away.
Yeah, and the way I did it, I think they'll at least split against Chicago.
No, that's perfect.
And then I think Detroit won't play for the last game of the season.
That's the only.
I think
divisional opponent that they have twice in the final stretch. They've played the other games.
Already. I think I'm banking on Detroit having them one seed wrapped up. Maybe they won't.
Well, there's two for Green Bay right there. Then we got them beating Minnesota, and then they had an easy one starting off. No,
I don't have them beat Minnesota like that.
Oh no,
no, not like that. The only one that I feel great with Green Bay is the Saints. Everything else is. I think it's a 50-50 match.
Damn shame what happened to those Saints.
Even the Dolphins. What do you think about the Dolphins? Like, after seeing two of them.
They're not making the playoffs unless they go on some runs. So, as of now, they're dead. Tua's good, though.
Good news is you got the Raiders coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll be there at that one.
That's your version of the Blazers. The Jazz.
Oh, that'd be so funny. So, Jesse's going to be at the Raider game in Miami. That'd be so sad if they lost.
Yeah, you can't.
Meaning the Dolphins, not the Dolphins.
Dude, I've been through 1-15. You can't hurt me more than you already have.
Y'all win that game.
Yeah, they should. I mean, Desmond Ritter's going to light them up.
We'll see, pal. We'll see.
I always check in, and it's not because I want it to happen, but I'm just checking in. He's locked in for next year.
McDaniels?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got one more year, I think.
But, like,
I think
they're going to bring him back.
I think so. It's not. It didn't feel as strong as I did a few weeks ago or whatever.
Damien, you're really good at this. Do they have to, not have to.
Can you fire a guy before his next contract even starts?
Well, you said he's got 1 year left, right?
Well, he signed
the extension.
He signed it this offseason.
That's what I was just about to ask you. Like, because I didn't know the extension hadn't taken place. I was like, can you bring him back without signing him to an extension? But they already signed him. So that's a moot point.
Yeah, he's got another year at least.
Yeah, he'll be back.
It's been ugly, but like Tua did miss however many games or whatever. And if he doesn't literally just try to go face first into a linebacker's chest.
How long do coaches get?
3 years.
At least you should get 3 years.
Man, that's it?
You probably got to win by your three too.
Yeah, you've got to show that.
I get you got to show something.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel's shown nothing as a head coach?
No, yes. It's just there's been no progress. They haven't won a playoff game, and it looks like they're not even going to make it this year. Yeah. At some point, you got to win.
Hmm.
And this year is totally gone. But yeah. Maybe not.
Kind of feels like it.
Yeah,
so. They have an easy schedule, but, I mean, mixing a few tough teams, but it's too little too late at this point. They played great against Buffalo, but you're 2-6.
I hope they beat the Jets twice.
Damn,
I know that much.
2-6. I didn't even rest. I'm with that.
Well, what's killer too is they lost to the last two games on last second field goals, and then two fumbles. I think late against the Colts that pretty much turned the game around there. So that's three wins. You messed up.
We've been 4-4.
Yep,
at least.
Go Celtics.
Yeah, go Celtics tonight.
We just went over like 9 team schedules when our intention was to talk about the San Francisco 49ers.
I think CMC might have some pressure.
I'm trying to find a path for them into the playoffs that doesn't involve winning the division. I think that it's there, but they do have some tough games ahead.
Though. It is a little early. It's about 2 weeks early to like definitively say, but I think they need to win a division.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
I'll say everyone else in the NFC West needs to win the division. None of those teams are getting in by wild card, I think.
The trade deadline came and went, and man, was it funny. Talk about that when D'Lo and KZ return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. The first college football playoff ranking is out.
I was talking about this during the break, man. I don't even know what my stance was, but if I was against it, I was wrong. I am so hyped. I'm hyped. When you just see the bracket and you see the teams, you say, oh, come on, man. Give me all of that.
And it's not like the matchups seem like they're so crazy. It's like, oh, this team's getting blown out here or whatever.
No. Give me all of that. Oh, man. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. It's going down.
Oregon number one, Ohio State number two. Keep that in the back of your mind. Oregon number one, Ohio State number two. Georgia at number three, Miami at number four, Texas at five. We'll go through 10. Penn State, Tennessee, Indiana, BYU at number nine, Notre Dame at 10, Colorado here at 20, and Army at 25. Of note in all of that is only the division, only the conference winners get the bye. Mm-hmm. For those of you who might have forgotten, Oregon is in the Big Ten, which means the number two team, Ohio State, would not have a bye. The byes go to Oregon for the Big Ten, Georgia for the SEC, Miami for the ACC, and, amazingly, the number nine ranked BYU.
Yeah, what is this, 1988? Steve Young at quarterback? Like, what's going on here?
It's a bit head-scratching, but it makes sense. And it's certainly, it creates some really interesting week-to-week conversations for the first time. Yeah. I mean, the week-to-week conversations have always been there, but now it's like, okay, now you're looking at games. Now you got Boise State at Ohio State. Now you got Alabama at Texas. You got Notre Dame at Penn State. Like, you have stuff where it's like, oh, okay, that's probably not going to hold, but that's kind of fire.
Mm-hmm. And you got, like, Alabama. Alabama can't lose no more games. They got two losses. They're in the original projection, but they got two losses. They can't lose no more games. And I've got to pull up the whole schedule. I know this week they're in LSU. Like, they could be grand opening, grand closing, and come next Tuesday.
Mm.
So Ohio State, they only got the one loss, but I remember I looked at that game on Saturday against Penn State as maybe a game that might have knocked them out if they didn't win. They ended up winning. Now look at Penn State. I don't think Penn State can lose another game potentially. So we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Might depend on the type of game. Like, Penn State's still pretty high. I mean, you got to be, what, 12?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I don't think Notre Dame is losing again. So
I don't either.
It really depends on what you think of the Indianas and the BYUs, because those teams probably can't afford multiple losses.
Right. Indiana, and just this is where prestige comes into play a little bit. Indiana probably can't lose a game. I don't think BYU could lose a game, to be honest with you. And Boise State obviously can't lose a game. So we talked about last year when all this was happening. It was like, man, it's never going to be the same. You know, the urgency of not losing a game, that's going to be gone. It is and it isn't. Like, yes, if for most of these teams, like Miami, if Miami were to lose, they're still going to be in the college football playoff. Like, it's not a big deal. But all it did was it kind of kicked the can down the road a little bit for these teams to have one loss, like Alabama, all the next 3-4 weeks. Yeah, it's old school college football. Like, you can't lose no more. Mm-hmm. Or you're out. Ohio State might be the same way. Indiana, that's a team where you talk about prestige. They may be in the old school type of format where, yeah, you're undefeated right now. You lose one, you're probably not going to be invited back in there. So there's still elements of that. I wasn't really sure how that was going to work before I saw all this and saw the season play out. But there's still elements of, hey, this is a very important game, even though it's November 15th or something like that. So, and then, you know, I got my eye over there in Boulder.
Yeah.
Number 20, Colorado. Once again,
do they have the quality of wins that can get you?
I don't think they can get an at large.
Okay.
Because, if they don't lose another game, maybe. I think they would need a lot of people to lose. But I would bet on they can't get in at large with two losses in the Big 12.
Yeah.
I think their path is to win the Big 12 championship. And if they do that, obviously they're automatically in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 20, that's a long way to climb. You need a lot of teams to lose.
Yeah.
A lot of one-loss teams to lose or zero-loss teams to lose and have two losses. Long way to go. So I think their path is the Big 12, and it could happen. Big 12 could happen. All they got to do is get into the into that Big 12 championship.
Correct
game.
Me if I'm wrong. This one's the one this weekend is big.
But
is it Colorado and Texas Tech?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Texas Tech just beat Iowa State last week.
And they got Utah, Kansas, and Oklahoma State to close things out.
That Utah game, it's going to be a little bit of a trap. They moved that one to Big Noon kickoff.
I see it.
I don't know.
I don't know that the quality is there. You need help. Probably need help.
You would need – well, you got to win out, and then you would need somebody to take out Iowa one more time.
Man, 20's a long climb. 20 almost feels like, all right, here, it's cute. It's cute. It's right here. Shut up. Leave us alone.
Yeah.
But the degree of difficulty in moving up all of those slots. I mean, again, it's not crazy, but I don't know. A&M's got a tough matchup this week. You need a couple of teams to get super kicked. You mentioned you mentioned Bama and LSU.
LSU's the winner of that game is kind of primed to be.
They could be like 13th. Like they could be right on that cusp where it like turns your stomach a little bit.
Yeah. Now the thing about it is that if they went out in Iowa State, if they went out in the regular season and don't get into the Big 12 championship game, I don't know how you justify putting them in the top 12 because they didn't even get to the conference championship game. How are they going to leapfrog Iowa State or BYU for one of the 12 slots? So they're going to need Iowa State and or BYU to lose before that.
It's exciting. I like it. I was, Ohio State, Michigan will always come to mind. Those games on the last weekend of the season where so many times the loser would miss out, the winner would get all the, all that comes with it. And kind of thought, man, this just doesn't exist anymore. Like, it doesn't matter. And it's not true. There's still really big games, especially with, 4 weeks left in the season. There's still clearly some really, really big games.
What I've come to learn is it's just different.
It's not...
better. Well, I still say it was better back then, but that doesn't mean this is bad.
What's cool is the idea of like if Ohio State is 2 and like there's a potential matchup with, an LSU or an Alabama or a big game that maybe you don't get a lot, like, oh, and then something happens the next week. Well, that matchup's gone because, Bama lost to LSU. Now all of a sudden it's Boise State, or now all of a sudden it's Colorado. Now all of a sudden it's someone else. It's like it creates a different type of intrigue each week. And it allows you to analyze games and talk about games that might not even happen.
Right.
And that's a great way if you have a college football podcast to fill. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll analyze this week's games, Ohio State and Boise State. What's it look like?
Shout out to my guy, Joe Klatt.
And then next week, it doesn't matter.
Joel Klatt, excuse me. I'm just so locked into that first round. That is just amazing. And the first round is going to be all school sites, like home sites. So it's not, at the Cotton Bowl or anything like that. Like, it's Boise State's got to go to Ohio State at the beginning of December and try winning a playoff game. That's just going to be dope. That's going to be really cool to see. Now, that's part of, I forgot the exact stat, but it's part of there's a football game on or something like that, or college football playoff and NFL or NFL game on for 27 straight days or something like that. Something crazy once we get into December.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.